الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another special transmission of the Early Echo. Without further ado, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So, don't delay. Make those good intentions today, right now. Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel. In fact, any silsila that you are watching or listening to on Madani Channel, for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice, I will try to share with others, and I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. Inshallah azza wa jal. Subhanallah azza wa jal. There are so many wonderful, beautiful blessings, benefits, and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that the person who recites Salat Durood-e Paak 100 times upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Friday and the night of Friday of Jumu'ah, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 needs of that individual. 100 needs. We know our needs. We know what things that we need in our life. Here is a way. Here is a way of getting those needs fulfilled. But don't just stop at 100. Recite this 100 at this time. Amir al-Sunnat, our mashayikh, our honorable ulama, have mentioned time and time again. Try to make your minimum target for Durood-e Paak 313 times every day. 313 times. That's your minimum target. And you will see the blessings. You will witness the blessings. Of course, one has to ensure the 5 times salah, the fara'id, the wajibat, all the necessary things are in their order. And then to extra ibadat. Nawafil salah, nawafil fas, dhikrullah, etc. So why do we waste our time? Are the precious moments of this short life in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no benefit in reality, in this dunya, in the qabr al-akhirah? We should keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, recitation of Qur'an-e Paak, Durood-e Paak, istighfar, seeking knowledge of deen. These are the things that are going to assist us. This is the person who is the wise investor for the akhirah. They invest in these good deeds. They invest their time, their monies, their energy, their focus and attention on good deeds, in pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they know that's going to help me at the end. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, so today's topic as well, I think this would apply to almost every Muslim, every Muslim home, because you'll hear it all the time, not all the time, but many a times from people that, you know, there's no barakat, there's no blessings in my time, in my home, in my rizq, in my sustenance, in my income, in my family. I'm earning the wage, I'm earning the salary, and before I know it, it's gone. So what is happening? Why is there no blessings? So we're going to cover some of the causes of deprivation. Be barakati, meaning that there's no barakah and blessings. So some of the causes of deprivation and some of the solutions as well, inshallah. So stay tuned till the end. I hope your notebooks are out. Jot down the important points. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that capture knowledge by writing it down. Subhanallah. We will request our beloved team to please enlighten us and inspire us with a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, unzur halana. Ya Habiballah, isma qalana. Innani fi bahari ghammin mughraqun. Khudh yadi sahil lana ishqalana. مولا روسیاں ہوں پر کرم میں دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا اپنے غم نے اپنی الفت میں رلاؤ زار زار مولا روسیاں ہوں پر کرم میں گلشن میں سراسر ہے فریب دوستو حسن گلشن میں سراسر ہے فریب دوستو دیکھنا ہے حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار دیکھنا ہے حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار مولا احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار واسطہ احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا یا رسول اللہ کرم فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار کاش فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار مولا روسیاں ہوں پر کرم میں دو امت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں، کاش خدمت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں، اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار، اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار،
مولا رسول اللہ
مشکل کشا سایہ کنا سر پر میرے، ہے علی مشکل کشا سایہ کنا سر پر میرے، لا فتح الا علی لا سیف الا ذو الفقار، لا فتح الا علی لا سیف الا ذو الفقار،
رسول اللہ کرم
کس بات کا، مصطفیٰ والی تیرے عطار ڈر کس بات کا، کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار، کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار،
مولا روسیاں
سبحان اللہ عز و جل ماشاء اللہ. Deprivations and their solutions. Now, we need to understand that what are deprivations? How do deprivations appear in our life? How do they take charge of our life? How do they affect our life? We see it all around. That people are in such negative states. We're talking about our Muslims, that their mindset, psychologically, mentally, they become disturbed because of things happening around them and to them. But I need to isolate what are those things that are affecting me adversely, that are negatively impacting my life. And as a consequence, it is damaging my relationship either with my spouse or parents or siblings or children, and it is making me depressed, it is giving me anxiety attacks, it is making me stressed out. So we have to isolate. Maybe I'm doing things in my life that is inviting deprivation, that is inviting be barakati, that is inviting that what we would see as a decrease in blessings. So I need to identify, I need to isolate, and I need to remove those actions. And we'll share some inshallah azza wa jal. It's quite a long list, and I will give you some homework on which booklet to go over, which has a lot of information about so many more reasons how deprivation enters into our lives, into our homes, and affects our sustenance, our income, our rizq as well. I will also try and present some solutions that our Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah has given. If we apply that, one side, abstain and refrain from things that cause deprivation, and on the other side, do things that invite barakah and blessings in our life, and open all the doors that invite blessings. It sounds simple, it is simple, but we make it difficult. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 30. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whatever misfortune befalls you is due to what your own hands have earned. And He pardons much. Oh, here's something we need to think about. Before I blame this person and that person, this thing and that thing, I need to investigate how have I contributed to the problems that I have? How have my hands worked against me? By the decisions I have made. Maybe these are consequences of decisions I had made before, actions I had taken before. And that individually, each person needs to sit down and sincerely think about it and identify, isolate. Okay, I did this, it was wrong. I hurt this person's feeling, it was wrong. I violated that person's right, that was wrong. And you'll come up with a list. What good we do, forget about it. The pious people, they make our minds, they advise us that the good that you do, forget about it. And the bad that you do, remember that. Remember that so you constantly repent to Allah. You constantly beg Allah Azza wa Jal for His forgiveness. But we are strange people. We are strange people. That, you know, we remember our good. That gives us a fix. That gives us joy. We want to forget about our evil, whatever bad we've done, bad we've said. We don't want to remember that. We want to tell people, we want to advertise our good deeds to people. Allahu Akbar. We have the opposite mentality. Then how are we going to make it work? How are we going to invite blessings in our life? How are we going to dispel the negativities that have surrounded us, that are sinking us further and further into the swamp of deprivations? Let's change that mindset. I do a good, when I do a good, I must do for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I must do it correctly, how it's supposed to be done. And then I forget about it. Yes, I can make dua, Ya Allah, through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept this little effort that I have done. Then forget about it. And the bad that I do, recall it, remember it, and always repent of the sins that we commit. Allahu Akbar. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah has mentioned, blessings in one's sustenance does not mean having an abundance of wealth. I just want to pause there. And this is many of us, our mentality. When I think about blessings in my sustenance, what picture is painted in my mind? Oh, having, you know, several bank accounts that are overflowing with cash, having lots of investments or companies or businesses or properties that, you know, I have no concern if I spend 100,000 or 1,000,000, it's just a drop in the ocean for me. It gets into our mind. Is this a picture that we paint? But this is what blessings in sustenance means. Sustenance that, you know what, I have overflowing riches. Listen to what Amir al-Sunnat says. He says that blessings in sustenance does not mean having an abundance of wealth, a lot of wealth. Rather, it means that one is able to meet his needs despite having less sustenance and is still content with what the person has. That is a great blessing indeed. How beautifully said. Aren't we looking for contentment? Contentment of heart, peace of mind, happiness, harmony in our lives, in our homes, in our relationships with others. That's what it's about. And although I'm earning little, it's from halal sources, and I'm able to meet my needs, and I'm content. I'm not looking at my neighbors. I'm not looking at my family members who are wealthy. I'm not looking at them and, you know, that desire there in the heart and the mind that, hey, how I wish I had, you know, so much and this and that and this kind. How can a person gain contentment? Because the mind is always plotting and planning. How can I make more money? How can I reach that social standing? Because once a person reaches riches, you know, as they say, from rags to riches, and becomes extremely wealthy, that's a test in itself. How many a times you hear of people, hey, he's changed. Money changed him. And you'll see him when he talks loudly, because he feels he's got a backing now. He's got a reason for him to voice his opinions loud and proud. The wealth. Wealth can do that to a person. It's a test. Do you remain the same? Does it make you more humble? Or does one become arrogant? Does one lose it? And will regret on the day of judgment. Think about it. Allah blessed you with an abundance of wealth. What are you doing with it? Are you keeping some for your family, some for the rainy days, spending in the path of Allah, giving to your Dawat Islami, or that has made you like arrogant? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. My seniors and our team have advised me there's a package available, so please do go ahead and enlighten us with the beautiful package. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Sayyiduna Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very renowned muhaddis and ranked amongst famous saints rahimahumullah. He was a dangerous robber previously. Once he broke into a house with the purpose of robbing. By chance, the owner of the house was reciting glorious verses of the Quran. And he recited the following blessed Quranic verse. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for the believers to humble their hearts to Allah's remembrance? The moment Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this blessed verse, he was overwhelmed by shivering out of the fear of Allah azza wa jal, and spontaneously said, "Why not, O my Rabb? That time has arrived now." So, with tearful eyes, he descended the wall of the house and sat in the desolate and dilapidated house. After a short while, a caravan reached there, and caravan travelers see one another. Don't travel during the night. Stay here. A robber, namely Fuzail bin Iyaz, lives in the surrounding of the area. When he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, heard all this discussion, he broke into tears. Alas, how sinful I am. The caravans of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam don't travel during the night because of me and because of my fear. And women scare their children by using my name. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, kept weeping continuously until it dawned. And he made true repentance with the intention of serving Kaaba and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal rest of his life. First of all, he started getting knowledge of the hadith, and within a little span of time, he became an honorable muhaddith and also starting delivering dars of hadith. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Welcome back. We're discussing deprivations, some of the reasons that lead to deprivations in our life, and some of the practical cures that we can implement in our life in order to dispel deprivations, inshallah azza wa jal. The mother of the believers, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once entered the home and he saw a piece of bread that was lying on the ground. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked it up, cleaned it and ate it. He then said, "O Aisha, honor the good thing as this good thing, the bread, does not return if it has run away from any nation." Now this is prevalent in our societies. What am I talking about? Wastage. When I go for a mihfil, the next time you go for Milad Sharif, Urd Sharif, any Islamic program or non-Islamic program or general program where there is a meal being served, observe for yourself and try to speak to the host to make an announcement that please do not waste the food. Please do not waste the rice or the roti or the bread. We have to do this because we witness ourselves that people dish out a mountain of rice and they can't finish it. Why? Because once it's gone, maybe it'll get finished and I won't get any more. So they dish out so much and they cannot finish it. At the end, they just leave it like that and they're gone. And half the plate is full of rice and dal or whatever other dish was being served. People are suffering in the world. People are dying from hunger. People are digging in the bins for their next meal. And my behavior is like this, a don't care attitude. You think you won't be accountable on Qiyamah for the wastage? Because Allah Azza wa Jal does not like those who waste. I'm going to be accountable. There is going to be punishment for this, for wasting this ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And keep the hadith in mind that I mentioned. If this runs away from a nation, it does not return. Allahu Akbar. So let us try individually not to waste. Dish out a little bit. When you finished, get more. If there's no more, make shukr that you managed to get something. Because many of us, we have our meals at home. There's no need to waste. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that avoid taking oaths abundantly in trade, in business dealings. Although it makes goods sold, it removes blessings. How many times we went, this is not a commentary of the hadith, this is something for us to think about that when I go to the shop, and he, qasam, wallahi, you know, this is like this, it's beautiful. The person will, you know, paint a picture of exaggerations about his product. He won't tell you about the defects. You know, abundant oats in business dealings, we heard it just now. It removes blessings. If I have a business, am I doing it? Be honest. We covered this topic of honesty the other day. Honesty is not just the best policy, the only policy that a believer lives or should live their life. We have tawakkul in Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal sends the customers, your clientele. If I'm going to receive 10 clients for the day, that's what I'm going to get. That's my quota. If I'm going to get one client, that is my quota. In between, how am I conducting my business? Is there any lies? Are there exaggerations? Am I taking oaths? Wallah, this is the best, when it's not. How am I dealing with my customers? I have to think about these things, you know. And that brings us to the topic of yaqeen and tawakkul and trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is sunnah to recite Bismillah before eating or drinking anything halal. According to the blessed hadith narrated by Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, he joins in the meal upon which Bismillah is not recited. I ate quite a bit and I'm not feeling satiated, I'm not feeling complete. Did I recite Bismillah in the beginning? If not, I just invited deprivation. For a person who's living a modern life, they will think, oh, this is too much. How can I remember all of these things? You know, we were there at one stage, living the modern life. And now the Islami found us. And you'll find hundreds or thousands of individuals when you enter into the circle of Dawat Islam. That, you know, they were living their life in opposition to Islamic teachings. The entire lifestyle, the entire mindset. And then they entered and they learned. It doesn't just happen like that. I'm going to learn everything. No, it's a process. It's a step-by-step process. Every ijtima' that you attend, you pick up a few things. Every Madani Qafila that Islamic brothers travel on, you pick up a few things. Every dars you attend, or you deliver, or you implement in your home dars, you pick up a few things. Every day when you're filling nek a'mal, you get some encouragement to practice. So Dawud Islami is designed. It's a design that is foolproof. If you implement, you will see positive results. You implement for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pleasure of the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But it's all designed. Daily activities, weekly activities, monthly activities, yearly activities, and lifetime activities till the very end. So, you know, either I can sit on my nice comfortable chair and critique everybody, be an armchair critic. So easy. So that's simple. I can choose the easy job. Sit down and look at people and criticize him and her. Or I can get off that chair and make a difference in my life, in the lives of my family members, and in my community. I have to choose that. I have to take that first step. And Dawud Islam is there to train us with all the necessary tools. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here are some other causes of deprivation. To eat without washing the hands. You know, you hear people, you know, with the different terms that cleanliness is next to godliness. You see, these kind of concepts, these lovely concepts, are practically taught in Islam. How beautiful is that? That if you don't wash your hands, you are inviting deprivation, be-barakati, that there will be a reduction in blessings in your home. Why? Because of not washing my hands in order to eat food. So spiritually and physically, how many things were you touching? How many germs are on your hands? Maybe there's some dirt on your hands. And as you're eating, you will consume that dirt as well. That could lead to sickness. So we are taught, wash your hands thoroughly. If you need to use soap, use soap. Wash your hands before eating, after eating. Keep this in mind. To eat without covering the head. To eat in the dark. To eat and drink while sitting at the doorstep. To delay eating after the food has been served. To eat on a bed without laying a dining mat. Allah. To bite off the bread instead of breaking it with the hands. To use broken clay or porcelain plates, cups, etc. In fact, it is makruh. It is disliked to drink water or tea, etc. from the side of a cup that is chipped. Because that cracked area, it is possible that there would be harmful germs and bacteria embedded within those cracks, and you are drinking the tea nicely and the bacteria is also flowing into your stomach. That could cause diseases. Not to clean the used plates and pots. I used the plate, I cooked the food, and I didn't clean it. I just left it one side. If one tries sincerely, he will find, or rather he will not find, that it is beneficial or it is difficult to gain blessings in his sustenance. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making wudu before and after the meal removes deprivation and is from amongst the sunan of the mursaleen, the rusul, the messengers alayhi wa sallam. So here we go, before the meal and after the meal. Make it a habit. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi al-Jaleel, the great Sahabi, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any person who wishes that Allah azza wa jal increases goodness in his home should make wudu when food is served as well as when it is removed. This wudu is not the wudu you might be thinking of. You're going to perform salah, or you're going to hold the Quran and make the normal wudu. This wudu is referring to washing of the hands thoroughly before eating. And we should also wipe our mouths with the water, or gargle our mouths with the water. Allah. The mashayikh have mentioned that two things can never go together. What are those two things? Destitution, meaning poverty, and salatul duha, salatul jasht. Is the one who regularly offers Salatul Duha, this Nafl Salah, they would not receive or they would not invite deprivation in their life. If you want more information about Salatul Duha, the timing, the rak'at, etc., please obtain Madani Panj Surah, also called Madani Treasure of Blessings, from Maktabatul Madina, Publications Department and Bookshop of Dawat-e-Islami. Or you can download the free ebook from dawatislami.net. In fact, you can download over 300 different books and booklets that are translated into English from the website, all for free. And many of these are translated into over 30 different languages for the benefit of the Ummah. All of this for free. Take advantage of these things. Dawat Islam is offering so many things for mahala, for free. What is stopping me from going ahead, taking that step and getting involved in this beautiful Madani movement for my own improvement? To recite Suratul Waqi'ah regularly after Salatul Maghrib is a means of removing deprivation, is a means of inviting blessings. To remain busy with learning and teaching religious knowledge such as the Sunan, the Sunnats of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a means of inviting blessings. Here are some other reasons as well. We have gone over some of the maybe the major causes of inviting deprivation. Now we're just going over some of the major reasons to invite blessings. And of course, we have to do the opposite of inviting deprivations. For example, not washing the hands before eating is a cause of deprivation. So I need to do the opposite. I need to wash my hands before eating, etc. Other ways and means that we can apply to gain blessings, instead of just complaining, you know, there's no barakat and, you know, and becoming depressed. What am I doing about it? What positive steps, how proactive am I being to gain blessings, to abstain from the things that invite deprivation? What am I doing? So we need to take charge of that. Offering Salat al-Tahajjud regularly. To repent of sins in abundance. So abundant tawbah and repentance. Now keep this one in mind. Between the sunnah and fard of Fajr Salah. We have two sunnah, two fard. So between this time, recite istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 70 times. Reciting Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Ikhlas at home. To remain busy in serving one's parents. To recite Surah Muzzammil and Surah Naba at least once in a day. To recite Surah Mulk after Isha Salah. To recite Surah Kahf on Friday night. Likewise, according to a blessed hadith, destitution, poverty, bebarkati will be replaced with prosperity in the home of the person who trims his nails on a Sunday. To serve meals to the masakin, this is also a reason to invite barakah and blessings. And to recite Salat ala Nabi through the path in abundance. Kya baat hai Madina ki. So let's make those intentions to avoid the things that lead to deprivation and to do those things as much as we can that bring blessings into our life. Don't forget to watch Madani Mudhakara and learn the Madani Pearls of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. And we will catch you next time only on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remember.